Friday, March 8th, 2019. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everybody in Park City, Heber Valley, the whole country. JW here with Christy Dilloway. Morning Mix.
Good morning. We should start off by saying that we've got the traffic report, and there's a lot of it.
Oh.
In all directions. So both 248 and 224 backed up. So you are going to get to enjoy our show, and we look forward to talking to you. I hope you look forward to listening to us on your ride.
And outside of the slow traffic as things are moving along, if you have something extraordinary that you'd like to report regarding the traffic, give us a call and we'll try to take your call and so that we can report it online, live, 435-655-8255.
Hey, apropos of nothing, J-Dub, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
When do you think was the last time you actually saw someone smoke a cigarette?
Really? I saw somebody smoke a cigarette. Where was it? It was last week.
Okay, so it takes a little while to think about it, right? Yeah. So I feel like either that's our demographic in our area or that's the sign of the times.
Right.
But, you know, I broke a couple ribs. It's almost a month now.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of movies that I don't generally watch.
And everybody's smoking.
There's so much smoking. And I feel like it's just a cheap director trick to keep the scene moving. And they feel like we need it, or it's some sort of a break. And I can't believe how many cigarettes I've watched in the last few weeks. And I don't believe that that's normal. Or is it? And we are in a bubble.
Well, if the movie was back in the 70s or in the 60s, everybody and his brother was smoking.
And then I would understand it because it sets the time.
Yeah.
And it's a sign of those times. And it's like the song on the radio in the car scene. You know, it sets the setting.
And today, in 2019, there are still a lot of people in China that smoke. So
Were not Chinese movies.
So it's a Jackie Chan movie.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
And you'll get the rogue person that lights a butt up. But for a lot of smoking in a movie, it would have to be either that period time frame or maybe in other parts of the world, I think.
And it was none of those. I think it's just a director trick. You know, because the smoke creates movement when you're having like a dialogue between two people and there's not a lot of movement. I don't know. Maybe they think we need that visual stimulation.
Oh, it just came to me. It was True Detective on HBO. And they were doing back when these two detectives, and this was probably took place in the 70s, and these guys were chain smoking.
So the last time you saw it was also on the media.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that funny?
And like you said, it's a little ploy for the director. It's one more thing in the toolbox, because as they're fiddling with the cigarettes and they're tapping the cigarettes out, and the wrapper, you can hear the wrapper, and you can hear the match striking and that first exhale.
And it gives the actor their character time to be like thinking or contemplating. But I also thought you and I are somewhat in the media.
Yeah.
We are in the media. We probably have little tricks that we do repeatedly. And I hope they're not getting old to anyone. I hope they're not like, well, you always do this and she always laughs. And
I don't know. You just kind of be yourself and see what happens in our little public radio station, which did so well at the pledge drive this week.
And we really appreciate everyone's support.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you for everyone that called in. And we've got this auction. There's like 146 items. The last time I looked, and that was yesterday, there were 50 items that were bid on. So there's all sorts of good stuff out there, and I think that closes Saturday.
Or today.
Today. It used to be Saturday. Maybe it's today. We'll find out.
I think if you go to the auction, it tells you exactly when it closes.
Oh, is that what it does?
That's always a good scoop, though, for people that want to swoop in and be like, all right, well, what's underbid? What still needs my help? And you can get some great stuff.
You know, one of the things I thought was cool was get a ride to school on a fire engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Deb has a has a 2.5-year-old grandson, and he is crazy about fire trucks. So we got him a fire truck for Christmas, and he loves to play with every time he comes over the house. And I found this YouTube video of a fire truck parade of all these old-time ambulances and fire trucks and new fire trucks, and it's in Chicago, and it goes on for 20 minutes. I thought this kid was going to go out of his mind. He was so happy.
What a good grandpa, non-grandpa, grandpa in training.
Yeah, grandpa in training. Yeah, I guess that's what it was. So I put the video on, and I smoked a cigarette, and we had a great time.
Well,
did you ever smoke?
No.
I did. And I love those cigarettes. Yeah, they were fantastic. God, they were wonderful.
No, it was another thing I was not good at.
Yeah.
But today's show, if you want to stay tuned, we're going to be joined by Bill McGinnis as our musical guest. He's playing ukulele and other stringed instruments on the show. We will talk to Renee Wong with her Wild Women Who Wander series. They've got a wander coming up tomorrow for anyone who wants to get involved. Today is International Women's Day. Celebrate the women in yourself or the women that you know. And we're going to talk to Peter Beckett from Peter Beckett's Player. They are at Egyptian Theater this weekend, and he'll be in around 9:40. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour.
Oh, we're going to have lots of fun. So everybody, if you're driving, just take it easy. If you have something extraordinary to report, give us a call, 435-655-8255. Other than that, all the roads are slow and maybe a little slippery, too. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Who doesn't love a bargain? The KPCW online auction's underway, but time is running out. Bid on favorite items like unique works of art, great ways to get in shape for spring, an electric bike, a mountain bike, outdoor gear, items for your pets, and a year subscription for 5G internet at home, and so much more. Go to kpcw.org, click on the online auction button on the right side of your screen. Don't forget, listen, live, and give like a local with KPCW Public Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. JW and Christy here, the Morning Mix. And Christy just checked with Ethel, and the answer is?
The online auction ends today at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. You've got a chance to get on there. We're going to put it up on the computer, and we'll take a look at some of the items. And I'm going to see if anyone snagged that fire truck ride yet, because I'd like to get that. Bill McGinnis, it's wonderful to have you back, and you're breaking history here on the Morning Mix. This will be our first ukulele on the program.
Outstanding.
Yeah. You're kind of a rebel, you know. You're always breaking these records on this program.
I've been informed recently that I've been somewhat of a rebel in town, but I guess, you know, own it, wear it, and be proud of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You look so clean cut, though, in the pink button-down Oxford. It's hard to be a rebel.
And
in that
see,
outfit.
And he's got the pen in his like, breast pocket.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, even nerds can be rebels, okay?
Yeah.
Gosh. I remember one time a couple of years ago, just, you know, in the rebel terms, Randy Barton had all the sommeliers in town on radio, and they were talking about fine wines. And so my rebellious nature, I called in and said, I'd like to speak in defense of box wines with big plastic bags inside, please. I've been a ski bum for 30 years, and that's my favorite. I got definitely shunned for that one, too.
Got to know your crowd. Know your audience.
You know, maybe back in the day, the rebel was really had all that edge and everything. And today, they wear pink button-downs or something. You know, they're kind of leaning towards conformity.
Radical nonconformism.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting heavy.
Well, let's talk about the ukulele. And
all right.
You've got an upcoming class coming up with the... what is it called? The Compass?
I have a class starting next week with the Compass. We just finished up the first class this past week, and it was really successful. Everybody had a great time, and they're moving in. And yes, next Wednesday night, we have two classes, actually. There's the beginner class, which is for people who have absolutely zero experience with string instruments.
Ooh, that's me.
Okay. Or if you tried a string instrument, be it guitar, mandolin, ukulele, whatever, and were completely frustrated because you just couldn't get your fingers to talk the walk or walk the talk, this is the class for you. It'll bring you in and get you started. And then we also have a novice class for people who have had some experience, especially with guitar, And there's a lot of teaching for transfer that goes on there that takes things that you already know and show you how to put them on the ukulele.
And where's the class?
The classes are being held out at Ecker Hill Middle School. The novice class is from 6 to 7, and the never ever class is from 7 to 8 o'clock. And I can give you all the contact information.
Well, just where do they go?
They can go right. They can go to the Compass, and you can find that at www.pcschools.us. Click on Community Ed. Click on Compass Leisure Learning.
Once they get there, they got it. Blah, right. Okay, follow the chain.
Or you can do it like me being lazy. Call 435-615-0215.
All right. So your first song is going to be on the ukulele.
Thank you for that correct pronunciation, Chrissy.
Caught on to what you were saying. Yes. And tell us about the song.
Well, it's about my favorite, one of my favorite places on the planet, which is 3,000 miles east of here. So I thought it would be totally appropriate to write it on an instrument that everybody identifies with as being 3,000 miles west of here. And it's an appropriate song for this time of year. And it goes out, I think I have some friends back in New England listening to it. So I'd like to dedicate this to them and to all the expatriated Vermonters that live here in our region. So you're going to slide one of those in closer? We'll see how it works. Okay, here we go.
Live in the Morning Mix, Bill McGinnis.
Winter's over, spring is in the air. Smoke and steam rise into frosty skies from that sugar shack over there. Don't the air smell sweet? Sun sure feels fine. Well, bless my soul, it's maple sugar time. Deep in December, nights are dark and cold. Sitting by the wood stove, old stories told. Snow piles deeper on that frozen ground. Nothing left to do except sit and chew till the springtime comes around. Now winter's over, spring is in the air. Smoke and steam rides into frosty skies from that sugar shack over there. Oh, the air smells sweet. Sun sure feels fine. Well, bless my soul, it's maple sugar time. Started a new year, let the old one go. We made resolutions and shoveled all that snow. Northern lights dancing with those sparkling stars. Fiddle tune, the full wolf moon, and the strumming of guitars. Now winter's over, spring is in the air. Well, smoke and steam rise into frosty skies from that sugar shack over there. Don't the air smell sweet? Sun sure feels fine. Bless my soul, it's maple sugar time. Now the days are getting longer, sunshine's getting stronger, wood pile's almost gone, that old sap is starting to run, old sap is starting to run. Now winter's over, spring is in the air. Well, smoke and steam rise into frosty skies from that sugar shack over there. Don't the air smell sweet? Sun sure feels fine. Just hand me down my spiles and auger. I guess I'm just an old tree hugger. Bless my soul, it's maple sugar time.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, musical guest for the hour, Bill McGinnis, and we're going to interrogate him on when the sap starts running and making maple syrup and everything else. It's all good stuff. We'll be talking about that in just a little while. And also, Renee Huang will be with us very shortly. When I say very shortly, I would say about 45 seconds or so. Currently 31 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. Until 9 p.m. tonight, we have a winter weather advisory, 3 to 5 inches possible today, maybe higher up in the higher elevations. Tonight, snow before midnight, then a chance of snow showers after midnight, low around 15. Starting to get chilly after, well, you know, see, this is what happens. Bill talks about spring, and now the temperature starts going down. Thanks, Bill. So Saturday, a chance of snow showers before noon. Saturday, snow showers also. And looking all the way out until Monday afternoon, there will be a chance of snow showers of varying probabilities. Highest probability on Sunday morning and on Saturday morning. And then it tapers off to about 30%. So that is the weather for the weekend. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. What do you think, Christy?
I think it is beautiful when it snows.
Yeah.
Remember back east? When it would be so great when it would snow, and within a couple hours, it was like piles of dirty snow on the side of the road. It was no longer pretty.
Oh, yeah,
I know. It was like good at night, but by the morning when it was time to go somewhere, it was all dirty snow.
It didn't take
long.
That was
my most strongest impression when I moved here, was like the snow stayed white.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you East Coasters, probably, I hope you're enjoying that reference about how beautiful
it
is here.
We have so many cars in the Northeast. I mean, that may be one of the reasons that Bill moved out here. And we'll talk to him about that. But maybe it was because there was so much traffic and the snow was too dirty for him. Who knows?
And by the way, I've made maple syrup.
You have?
I did. I tapped a tree. But anyway, we're joined now by Renee Huang, who is here from Wild Women Tribe. She's got a wander going on tomorrow. And it's just so intriguing. So welcome, Renee, on International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Tell us about...
Thank you.
The Wild...
No, honestly, thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
Actually, I know you do, because I think you're a huge supporter and advocate of women. So
I am.
You,
I really
Jamie.
Am. I really am. And I think it's a great day to celebrate.
That's awesome.
So tell us what you've got going on. Tell us about your business and what's happening tomorrow.
So Wild Women Tribe, we started, I guess, about a year and a half ago at this point. It came from a whole bunch of different angles of life and a time in my life when I really wanted to bring more purpose to my own. And so basically the group connects women through transformational experiences outdoors. So we go outside, we play, we have fun. We go inside to a local fitness studio, be it yoga or tomorrow with boxing. And then we do a class there to support the local studio owners and instructors. And then we have a brunch and discussion, a workshop over something that really matters. So be it identity or abundance or motivation. Tomorrow is on personal power.
That's a nice tie-in with the boxing.
Mm-hmm, with the boxing and also with International Women's Day. The Rise Boxing owner, Mary Gwen Velinga, she is a championship boxer, a Lululemon ambassador, and she opened the studio about 6 or 7 months ago. It's out on Jeremy Ranch. And we thought, you know, this concept of boxing, like people really think of it as being aggressive and being about like letting all your, you know, negative feelings out. And she said it's not that at all. I mean, it's really powerful, and not just in the physical sense. And so we really thought it was an ideal time to dive into that idea of inner strength, personal power, and how it applies to women.
I've been working out with a boxer for the last 15 months, professional boxer, and it's an incredible workout. So the first thing I would say is it really jacks your metabolism. If you do it a couple of days a week, a really good boxing workout, it really pushes your metabolism and helps you to start get into shape. But When you start learning about different defensive postures and all the different moving pieces that go into boxing, it's just fascinating. It really is.
And do you feel like it's a head game as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just like golf. You know, I mean, you've got to, you know, it's a 6 inches between your ears. It's all up here. And yeah, you got to be thinking.
Well, I think that's the fascinating thing about any sort of athletic endeavor. I mean, there is physical skill, but then there's also just all that headspace.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about you guys doing that tomorrow as a group is probably nobody's good at it. Probably everyone who's going to attend, it'll be their first time. And so everybody's raw and maybe vulnerable or open. And that's a bonding experience amongst the participants and also a growth period of where you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And then you, it just opens you up to take more in.
Yeah, and that's so indicative of really what Wild Women Tribe endeavors to be. You know, it's like there's difficult things in life and they're scary. But if you step into them.
La, 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 la. Right. I don't want to know about it.
You can say, I can't do that. You know, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. Or you can say, that's kind of intriguing. I don't know how to do that. It kind of scares me, but I'm going to try anyway.
In a supportive group where everyone else is trying as well.
Exactly. It's kind of like women's ski groups. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I went out on Wednesday with, there's a snowbird group called the Ski Mums. And they are so supportive, and you tackle difficult terrain, but you do it in this kind of environment where there's no judgment. It's really safe. And I think that's what these groups do when we come together as women.
So it's different than my upbringing with two older brothers who always said, you can't do it. You're terrible. You can't do it. And then I just stopped trying. Actually, though, when I moved out here, there were so few women in town that we were a novelty. And people said, you can do it. Come with us. We'll teach you. And maybe that was a great thing, although I did push myself a lot. But that made me the person I am today, huh?
You know, we started Cool Science Radio 6 years ago because a couple of things. One is science was getting a bad name, getting beaten up all the time, so we wanted to shine a light on the scientific process. The other was we wanted to encourage STEM-related courseware specifically for women. That's why we have the female robotics teams, and you'll see when we have robotics teams on, we try to get the all-female teams on to, you know, to shine a light on that and the various things that we do. And there's one dynamic that was pointed out to me recently. It was on one of the popular shows on a major channel. It might have been the morning show that CBS does. But anyway, the gist of it was that there's been a smaller percentage of women taking STEM-related courseware in the last year or getting involved in STEM-related careers because there are so many more men. They feel a little, so there are so many men in the computer business that they feel a little intimidated when they get in there, and it's a little bit more difficult to succeed. And that, as well as trying to encourage people to take, it's sort of working together to keep the women back. So, what do you think about that? You know, what can we do to change that?
I think even just having the conversation is an important awareness blossoming, you know, but I think a lot of people just will shut down instead of stepping in just because it is hard. And because there's a generational thing, wouldn't you say, Christy, where like our generation has been encouraged to be everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's hard to be everything.
But it is. Be the career woman, be the mother, be the wife, be the good best friend, be everything. And I think now we're maybe coming to a point where we're like, you know what, women don't have to succeed by being men. I mean, we won't succeed if we're trying to be men. So I think that conversation point is a tipping point, and men realizing like not to evaluate women on the basis of how manly they are, because inevitably it doesn't work anyway.
Yeah.
So I think just the fact that we're having the conversation is important, and it will hopefully shed more light in women being more like women, you know, and playing off our strengths, not trying to develop things that we perceive as weaknesses because we're not measuring up to being
exactly
men.
And so the conversation in a group setting is empowering and thought-provoking and sharing. Women like to share, and supportive. And I'm sure there's a lot of growth, personal growth, that comes out of those. And a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I mean, going outside and playing, it's funny because
Bill
is looking at me and shaking his head. And I'm just like so excited by the snow because it's going to be amazing. We're going to snowshoe tomorrow. And then we're going to go in and have this boxing class. And then we're going to have a brunch and then just dive into this topic. And I think setting a topic to really focus the conversation is helpful because, you know, we all belong to like book clubs and wine clubs and women's groups and things. But sometimes the conversation can be really
well, women are really social.
Random.
So we want to be social about all sorts of things. And and focusing is a great pathway to something different, I guess.
Right. And then we all step in kind of wanting to dive into that topic.
Okay. So how do people get involved if they want to join tomorrow or they want to know more about future events?
Yeah, there's more information on the website. So it's wildwomentribe.net.
You can join the tribe. Women only, huh?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it should be, yeah. It
what about,
like
is there an age you must be over a certain age to join?
I'm 21 and older right now.
Oh, good. So there's alcohol served.
Mm-hmm. Fun, right?
All right. Well, it's International Women's Day. Do you have a shout out to a woman in your world, John? J-Dub?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
I'll shout out to my mom.
Yeah, to my daughter, Jacqueline, in Brooklyn, and to Debbie, who's at the gym right now, and everyone, yeah. Debbie's girls, yeah.
Renee?
My daughter, who goes to Ecker, organized for her little girlfriends to all wear braids and wear red in honor of International Women's Day.
Oh, she's an organizer at a young age. Nice.
So is tomorrow the actual day?
For the Wander, yeah.
Okay. No, I meant for International Women's Day.
Oh, no, it's now.
It's today.
It's today.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent.
And do you want to shout out to any retreat or anything else that's coming up?
Yeah, we do have a retreat coming up in Moab in May, featuring lots of amazing coaches and women in our community here. The date is May 17th to 19th. We're going to camp two nights in Moab and do lots of workshops, yoga, amazing food, self-transformation, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this snowy day. And we will return with weekend events.
We will. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, Renee. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
KPCW's digital content on kpcw.org is brought to you in part by a multi-year grant from the Park City Community Foundation. The Community Foundation identifies gaps and needs in the community and collaborates with nonprofits and donors to ensure those needs are met. KPCW would like to thank the foundation for its support of public radio.
Hi, this is Haley with Recycle Utah. Join us for our annual Earth Day celebration to support environmental education, Monday, April 22nd at Wasatch Brew Pub. Tickets are $35 for adults and $20 for kids. They include dinner, drinks, live music, and a silent auction. Buy your tickets today at recycleutah.org.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Utah lawmakers took quick action after voters passed a medical marijuana law by replacing it with a new bill in November. A new law making Utah's DUI limit the lowest in the country just took effect in December, and now they're looking at the proposition for Medicaid expansion. What will state lawmakers do this year? Stay on top of what's happening on Capitol Hill with regular news updates on KPCW.
Our legislative coverage is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. It's time for weekend events. We're going to talk to Peter Beckett of Peter Beckett's Player. They are at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. It's Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. Okay. We'll be talking to him in just a minute. Capernaum is the film that's playing at the Jim Sandy Auditorium as part of the Park City Film Series. That's Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. Red, White, and Snow is going on this weekend. That is the fundraiser for the National Ability Center. Tonight is Vintner Dinners in various houses around the town, and tomorrow night is the event at Montage, the big gala event. Beauty and the Beast is performing at the DeJoria Center tomorrow night. Foreign Cinema for Kids is showing a film tomorrow. It's at 4 o'clock. It's a free screening, and that is at the Jim Sandy Auditorium, and it will be in subtitled. Live music coming up this weekend. Sorry, let me switch here. We've got Hot House West is at Silver Star Cafe tonight. Ryan Walsh is at Versante Hearth and Bar. The Higgs are at the Cabin tonight. Mike Rogers is playing Après Ski today at Deer Valley. And tomorrow, excuse me, J-Dub just got a traffic report, so hold on one sec. We've got Polyrhythmics playing at Parks at OP Rockwell tomorrow night. The Snowshoe Tour of the Preserve goes on every Saturday morning, including tomorrow morning. You can get snowshoes at the Preserve. Starts at 8:30 in the morning. The Parks. I want to give a shout out to Sunday Night with Mo at Park City Live. And that is going to wrap up a rough rendition of weekend events.
Well, there's a lot going on, as always, and there's lots of live music, and it's going to be great.
Oh, and it's, what do you call it when we set the clocks back forward?
Oh, yeah.
Daylight savings time. We have to spring forward.
That's right.
2 a.m. Sunday morning. So Saturday night when you go to bed, remember that.
Well, that's another indication that spring's coming. I can feel it in the air. So Tom just called And Tom says that from Park City to Provo Canyon, it is very slick. And just on Route 40 between Richardson Flats and the Jordanelle, there are four accidents. So if you're going down to Deer Creek and to Provo Canyon, if you're getting off at Deer Creek and taking some of the side roads, it doesn't seem to be a plow through there yet. There's about 3 inches. And anyway, everyone just take it easy, slow going, and that's the word for the morning. And if anybody has, you know, we know there's going to be slow traffic on the state roads out here and around the resorts. But if anybody has something extraordinary to report, please give us a call, 435-655-8255, and we will share it as quickly as we can with our audience.
We are still in the studio with our buddy Bill McGinnis, who is a singer, songwriter, ukulele player, and teacher. And what else? What else is to your fame?
What else is to my fame? I'm a ski instructor.
Oh, where?
At the canyon's base of Park City Resort. What else is to my fame? I'm a father of three wonderful kids.
Is the the songwriter circle still continuing?
The circle is still continuing. We do it.
Heading that up?
We are now doing it the third Thursday of every month in the Benson Building, which is next door to the Clockwork Cafe, not the subway, as was mentioned last week. I just had to say.
Give us a few more indicators because I don't know where either of those are.
So where Alberto's is. The Mexican takeout.
Right.
The Park Record.
The Park Record.
That building right there.
That building, yeah. That's right in there. And our friend Rebecca Hilley has a business in there, and she has just always been a supporter of the singer-songwriter community, and she helps us facilitate by letting us use that space, and she sits in with us, and she's also a great contributor.
And Bill has a debut for us here live on the Morning Mix. The song's never been heard before, and it's going to be debuted right here on The Morning Mix.
We'll see how much I can stumble up, but I'm really excited because I want to give you the background on this song. A lot of times we hear songs, and we hear it, and we take it in, and it becomes ours. I mean, I always say that one of the reasons why listening rooms are so great is because 50% of the creative process happens in those 6 inches that JW mentioned. It's what you hear and what you make of it that makes a song. So when I go into this song, everybody's free to make of it what they want, but the inspiration for this song came watching the State of the Union this year and seeing all those women in white. And I saw them, I said, it's going to be a brand new day. Ooh, let's slide this one over here.
Live in the Morning Mix, Bill McGinnis.
There you go. The wind is open wide, sun streaming in. Gonna take a moment, let the morning begin. Blue skies smile, let's start again. It's a brand new day. Caffeine steam curls in the air. Jaybird singing a sunrise prayer. Take all your troubles, toss them out somewhere. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. The past is done and gone. Come what may, it's time to be moving on. I'm gonna find my way. Walking in the light. Gonna take this day, make it turn out right. It's a brand new day. Hey, 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 hey. It's a brand new day. Sweet scents swirl, flowers in bloom. Winds of change whistle a different tune. Good times are coming and they're coming soon. It's a brand new day. Clear off the table, pull up a chair. Gonna start talking, gonna clear the air. Got something to say, well, I declare. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. The past is done and gone. Come what may, it's time to be moving on. I'm gonna find my way. Walking in the light. Gonna take this day, make it turn out right. It's a brand new day. Hey, 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 hey. It's a brand new day. Well, turn off the TV, turn off the news. Who wants to live in a world full of blues? We can be happy if that's what we choose. It's a brand new day. Let's go dancing out in the street, smiling at everybody we meet. It's a beautiful world and
life is so sweet. It's a brand new day. Hey, 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 hey. It's a brand new day. Come on, JW, sing with me. It's a brand new day.
It's hey, brand new day. Hey, 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 hey. It's a brand new day.
Come on out in the street, Park City. It's a brand new day.
Hey, 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 hey.
One more time. It's a brand new day.
Hey, 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 it's a brand new day.
Woo! All right, J-Dub. Nicely done.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Would that be a first, too?
That would be a first.
All right. Ukulele and J-Dub singing on the air. I love it.
Oh, boy. Hey, folks, we are joined in the studio now by the one and only Peter Beckett, and he's an English musician, songwriter who's written songs for many prominent recording artists, best known as the lead singer and guitarist for the 70s soft rock group Player, with hits Baby Come Back and This Time I'm In It for Love. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, just love your mic, get nice and close.
Yeah.
And I want to mention that reduced price tickets tonight, Friday, at the Egyptian, and then it's 8 p.m., and then Saturday at 8 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Don't let the snow put you off.
Not in this town. This is a hardy group. Yeah. This is a hardy, except for Bill. Bill doesn't like to go out. No, Bill came out this morning in the snow.
I've just had too much of a good thing. What can I say?
Yeah.
Park City's about that.
Yeah.
You come to a point.
Peter, welcome to the program. What can people expect that come to your show tonight, tomorrow night, or Sunday?
Well, we'll do the hits, obviously. I think we're going to do like an 80-minute, 90-minute show. Hey, Baby Come Back, my number one. And This Time I'm In It, It's For You. But there's I did a solo album some time ago, and it's my favorite piece of work that I did. Favorite piece of work, and it never did anything, but I think some of my best songs are on that. So we do a handful of songs from that album, too.
Okay.
And we had an album out about 4 years ago called Too Many Reasons, and there's some stuff off of there. So there's some new, some old, and, you know, some obscure.
Okay.
Player was maybe soft rock pop. Be right, but I think what I heard on your website sounded more rock and roll.
Player was more like, in my mind, was more like Foreigner. Not quite that hard, but because we got Baby Come Back, you know, to be a hit, that was a soft rock. Now they call it yacht rock, as I'm sure you know.
I like that term, yacht rock.
Yeah, it's not new. I'll explain it to you.
Good.
I will.
It just makes me feel like I'm on a yacht, so feels good.
What happened to us is we put that record out and we shot to number one before we'd literally done a gig. Not that we hadn't all, you know, worked our way up through the years, but it happened real fast, and they put us out on tour with Buzz Skaggs on the Silk Degrees tour. And we were young, and we were playing arenas, only arenas, you know, huge gigs. And we did that whole Silk Degrees tour. And then we came off and we did another. RSO Records said, "We're putting you out next with Eric Clapton, and you need to harden up your act a little bit, you know. Get back in the studio." And so I went in and wrote a handful of good rockers, mixed them in with a little bit of soft rock, and we put out Danger Zone. That was the album we were pushing when we did the Slow Hand tour with Clapton.
Okay.
And so that's really where the rock got introduced. And ever since then, you know, Player's been, like I say, more like a band like Foreigner, where there's some ballads and there's some soft rock stuff. And there's some rockers in there, too.
And who were your influences growing up?
I'm from Liverpool. I was born in Liverpool, raised in Liverpool,
and I love it.
There's nobody ever came out of Liverpool, you know, so there were really no people to influence me.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. So when I was real young, I knew a guy who worked at the Cavern, and I was way too young to get in.
Did you sneak in the back door?
And he snuck me in, and the Beatles were playing a lunchtime session for the office workers. It's before they even had a hit. And changed my life. It's a dirty old club, you know, walk down the stairs, sweaty, smelly, you know, band was
we have
playing
a few of those.
So loud. And I went, oh my God, this is what I want to do, you know, and I did. Went out a few weeks later, got myself a guitar, and it's all I've ever done. It's all I know how to do. probably like, oh no, you do everything, don't you?
You know, multiple cash streams in a ski town, it's the only way to do it.
Yeah. No,
all the old footage that I looked at the Cavern Club, it did look really beat.
Oh, it's
back then it was beat.
It's three and tunnels made of brick.
Yeah.
Three long tunnels with a stage at the end, you know, and it smelled.
So how many kids could get in there?
I think they'd be pushing it with 300 maybe, but they slammed them in there, you know.
And that was a blue-collar band, the Beatles. Man, they put a lot of time in and what they did at Cavern and around Liverpool, and then what they did
in Hamburg,
Germany. I mean, they were playing with they were opening for hookers, and you know.
I did it four years later.
Did you really?
Yeah. All the bands from Liverpool, we do these like one-month stints, like the Storyville Club, the Star Club in Hamburg. And you'd go over, you'd get in your van, you'd take your van on the ferry across.
Of course, there's no tunnel then.
And then you'd drive through France into Germany, you know, and you'd arrive at the club. And it would often be snowing like this because it'd be winter. And then you'd play like 5 one-hour sets a night to the hookers and the sailors till 5 in the morning.
Right.
And it was rough, you know, but when you're as young as I was, it was kind of fun.
So you jumped from that to a tour with Eric Clapton.
Well, it wasn't exactly a jump.
Well, we're going to shorten the times in between,
like
but like,
flight.
Right? But like, so what's that like walking out onto the stage in an arena? To me, that's baffling. And you see the movies or films or whatever, and I just think standing in front of so many people.
Well, there's always the dressing rooms are always lower.
Oops, and stay close to the mic.
Dressing rooms are always lower and in the back, you know. So you it's just like any dressing room situation. You have a drink. Saying you get ready to go, but when you walk up that staircase onto the stage and there's that many people there, it's crazy.
Can you start to feel the energy and can you smell it? You probably can smell humanity, even if it's an open air.
I can smell everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just wells up inside of you like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah. And then you're pumped, you know.
And then you get off afterwards. That must be the pump.
Yeah. Well, you pump when you go on and you pump when you come up. So you have to come down from that, you know. It's a big
high. It would be addictive.
You know? And during those tours, of course, you know, the Buzz Skaggs tour, our record was like number 80 when we started the tour. And as we went on through the weeks, it started moving up and it hit number one. And it was crazy. You know, we'd go on first few gigs. It was like...
Yeah, who's the warm-up band?
At the end of the tour, it was crazy.
I'm still curious about how this whole thing happened with Liverpool and then over to Hamburg with all of the different venues you could possibly play. What was it about
GIs.
Hamburg?
There were a lot of GIs in Germany based.
That's what it was.
And we used to play bases too, you know, GI bases.
Yeah.
So all these soldiers would be in the clubs. And the Liverpool bands, because, you know, it's kind of like a sister city. Actually, Hamburg is a sister city to Liverpool. And most of these Liverpool bands, young guys, they'd go over... And that's where they learned about Motown from the GIs.
There you
and
go.
They bring it back to Liverpool. And that was the Liverpool sound. It was
Got
a
it.
Mixture of, you know, rock
Got
and roll
it.
And Motown.
You've written a lot of songs for Player, for the Little River Band, for a number of other people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Baby Come Back just hits the chart. Number one, 40 weeks or something like that. Was that at 40 weeks?
It wasn't number one for 40 weeks. It was. Number one for like 4 weeks or something.
4 weeks,
yeah.
Okay.
But it was on the charts for...
I know. It was 40 days or 34 days or something like that. So did you know that was going to be a hit when you wrote it?
Actually, you know, put this little band together and we went around with acoustics around L.A. into the record company offices. And we'd sit there and, you know, three-part harmony and we'd sing a few songs. We got passed on by a ton of people. And then we went to the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is the Hotel California. And we were in the ballroom and the only person there was Clive Davis. And he's just sitting in a chair in front of the stage, and we got on the stage with our acoustics, did a couple of songs, and he's just nodding his head, and then we did Baby Come Back. We'd come up with Baby Come Back, and we knew we had something because it just sounded right, you know? And we were all excited, and we came off stage, and he said, well, you guys look nice, and you sound great, but I don't hear a hit. And we just walked out of there.
And you knew who he was at the time?
Oh, yeah. And he took us back to his hotel room, and he said, now, here's some songs I... think are hits, you know. I didn't hear him, but there you go. But he's very rarely wrong. He's had a million hits, but he was wrong about that one.
Boy.
So did you write him a letter later?
No.
Like with a picture of the chart.
How many times do you hear that story? You know, swim in the right pond, you're going to meet the right duck.
I've never heard about swimming in the pond.
Oh, my grandmother told me that.
She said, the right duck.
Said, Johnny, swim in the right pond, you'll meet the right duck. So anyway, it happens all the time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. And the harder you work, the luckier you get. That's another one.
That's true. I know that one, yeah.
Now, after a show, like at Egyptian Theater, oftentimes the acts come upstairs and they sign autographs and talk to people. And everyone wants to tell you their story of your song. Is Baby Come Back the one that everyone has a story they need to tell you? And do they ever get old?
Usually about backseats of cars and stuff
like that. Does it ever get old, or is there ever one that you're like, oh my God, I have not heard
Are
that?
Are you kidding? After all this time, the fact that we're even getting played is amazing.
What are you doing in the back seat of a car? You're supposed to be in the front seat driving, right?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just trying to figure it out. Bill, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking in the world of formulaic songwriting and genres and everything. I think there's lots of breakup songs and there's lots of fall in love songs, but Baby Come Back is definitely one of the classic makeup songs that...
It's had a resurgence, too, actually.
It hasn't?
Yeah.
Well, that gives a double entendre to Baby Come Back.
Yes, it's very good. Because of Yacht Rock, the Yacht Rock movement, I don't know how much you know about it here, but about 9 years ago, it's really growing. 9 years ago, I got a call from a guy in Atlanta. He was in a band called Yacht Rock Review, his lead singer. And I said, Yacht what? You know, and he said, we're putting on this big concert in Atlanta, and there's this movement called Yacht Rock. And it's the 70s music, basically. And I'll explain why it's called Yacht Rock in a minute. He said, come on down and do a couple of songs and we'll back you up. And I said, okay, I'll come down. I was wasn't sure about it at all. Went down and I saw this big car park with all these huge tents, and there were about like 3,000 people there wearing white sailor's caps, drunk on their butts and singing along with all the choruses. Little River was there, Ambrosia was there, a bunch of yacht rock artists from the 70s. And I was just looking and I thought, wow, this is something. This isn't just, this is a movement here. And it's really picked up. We do a tour every year. A lot of people are doing yacht rock tours now. But somebody explained to me that, like, it's the young kids came up with this. Today's young kids, they had this vision of the guys in the 70s when we all really played and sang before the button presses came along, sailing up the coast in their yachts, drinking Chardonnay with the wind blowing in their hair and writing songs on the boat, and that's where yacht rock came from.
Yeah, it's interesting. You say yacht rock, and then there's trop rock.
I haven't
heard
that. And then
there's, you haven't heard of trop rock.
That'd be Jimmy Buffett.
That's Jimmy Buffett. Yes, Jimmy Buffett and, now all of a sudden names escape me, so I'm not the best on radio. But it's a whole genre of let's go to the beach and drink beer and have a great time.
Margaritas
and palm trees, escapism. And there's just all these little subgenres.
Yeah.
And there's lots of people in those little subgenres who are making a nice living for themselves, not worrying about having that big smash killer hit. But if you can please a crowd of 3,000 to 5,000 people several times a year.
Well, the thing is, when you get several yacht rock artists, every song on the show is a hit. Everybody does about 4 songs. And
everyone knows all the words.
Yeah.
Back to the 70s, we knew the words to all the songs.
Oh, Loggins, for sure.
Loggins, McDonald, Christopher Cross. We toured for like a couple of months.
God, I was in Vermont listening to Fish at Nectar, so I don't know.
I think that there's a lot to be said for the sub-genres. Like you're saying, there were a lot of bands, like the Eagles were put into country in the beginning because they didn't really fit rock. And what else did we have to put them in, even before soft rock came along? So they'd end up getting played on sort of the wrong station, or they didn't really have that yet. So that's good to have sub-genres, and we can all sub-genre ourselves.
Peter, it just sounds so cool to say it, too, doesn't it?
Sub-genre.
Peter, I was a big fan of the Kinks, one of the first albums that I owned. And you grabbed a song from Ray Davies that he wrote called All Night Stand.
Yep.
How'd you work that out? Did you know Ray?
I was in a band called The Thoughts. It was actually my first band that ever recorded or ever really did real shows.
And this is when you were 16?
17. Okay. 16 going on 17. Yeah. And we moved down to London from Liverpool. And a guy called Shel Tommy, who produced The Kinks, knew our manager, and he got us in with him. And it was we all looked like the Beatles in those days. Every band that looked like the Beatles got signed.
I would say I wanted to have hair like James Taylor, and I finally do.
That is good.
So yeah, so we got with Shel Tamy, and he produced it, and it got released. You know, we went, you know, we toured a little bit in Germany and stuff on it, but it didn't do that much.
Okay,
it's a good song.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. Peter Beckett is playing at the Egyptian Reduced Prices tonight, 8 p.m., and Saturday at 8 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sunday. And you've got a full band with you?
Yes.
Okay. It's Peter, break a leg.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being on the program.
Yep.
And we're going to take you out with this little song that, when did you write Baby Come Back?
Probably 77, late 76, 77.
Here you go, folks. We'll be back with Bill McGinnis for a final song right after this.
Great.
Thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And this is KPCW in Park City, the morning mix. Everybody get outside and have some fun. Thanks for joining us today. Bill is on with a final song. Bill McGinnis, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
What are you going to play for us?
The Oldest Living Ski Bum.
The Oldest Living Ski Bum, live on the morning mix. Bill McGinnis.
Sorry, we went off on the wrong road. Slippery conditions. I used to run with the bulls on Wall Street. Now I'm hiding with the bears in the hills. I thought a little slide down the mountainside would cure my big city ills. Came out for a short vacation back in 1981. I ain't gone back yet, but what the heck? I'm sure as hell having fun. I'm the oldest living ski bum trying to make a living, living in this tourist town. I've been around a while enough to let me smile at everything that's going down.
You know I've seen them come and go, and I'm going with the flow as the bull wheel turns round and around. I'm the oldest living ski bum trying to make a living, living in this tourist town. Bright sun on a bluebird morning, the diamond dust sparkles in the air. I'm up and out the door, gonna make damn sure that I'm riding that first chair. 'Cause last night, that moon was hiding in a dark sky filled with snow. What do you say, no work today? Freshies, here we go. I am the oldest living ski bum trying to make a living, living in this tourist town. I've been around a while enough to let me smile at everything that's going down. You know I've seen them come and go, and I'm going with the flow as the bull wheel turns round.